Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. After our first practice, which turned out to be our only practice, I took a look back at pictures of our first Chris Children's pageant that I remember doing 10 years ago, and some from the next couple of years. At that time, we didn't really have any middle schoolers or confirmands that would do the readings, so Alana Holt was our primary reader. Ethan wasn't born yet, so neither were any of the kids that you'll see in that group up front today. David was 4, I believe. Emily would have been 5, I think. Those two were Joseph and Mary. At least one of those years they were. AJ, who's aged out of it now, was Joseph 1 year. There's a picture of Peter and Alex as shepherds, multiple years. Somehow those two have always avoided Joseph, though, I think. They were also angels 1 year. Anna, that first year, was the solo choir of angels, which was good because she was the only one that actually had a speaking role that year. Looking at various photos over the years, all taken in those hurried moments before, most in the multi-purpose room while getting players dressed, the production has always been a shoestring thing. Not really directed so much as wished into happening. I'd show up with a rough script, but what we did was always dependent upon who would show up. Or maybe more correct, dependent upon those whose parents would make sure they showed up, which could be different from the actual Sunday and practice. But the show must go on. Some years, like that first one, it was a very nuclear family with a soul angel. Other years, one, we had Ryan Connerton as a wise man in the funny hat. So Nancy, tell Ryan that I won't post that picture on Facebook if he gets in contact with me. Other years, we had shepherds and angels and preschoolers too shocked by the crowd to continue walking. The Ademovic girls would come in, and the prop that Mr. Ademovic was so kindly made us as that stable. David 1 year was the herald of Caesar Augustus, and given how he can still stomp around, that seemed like typecasting. This is something of a nostalgia trip. And we should be honest, a lot of the stuff that we do at Christmas is about nostalgia. We did it as a child. Our parents probably did it as a child, and maybe theirs before them, so we pass it on. Maybe it will resonate with the next generation. Maybe it won't, and it'll be forgotten. Or maybe they'll do what we've done, tinker, subtracting some parts, adding some others. Instead of being simply nostalgia, it's a living tradition. With families no longer made of 3 to 5 children, but 1 to 3, there just aren't as many to fill the roles. So the roles change. When I was doing this, we practiced it for a month and memorized our parts. But then we weren't doing anything else. Today, our kids are programmed like lawyers with 15-minute increments. And what was the central civic institution when I was a child is a little more on the periphery of lives these days. With any tradition, the question is always, what is organic life? What changes carry and renew the DNA of the tradition? Or what changes would kill it, betraying what it's about? The theme this year is, What Child Is This? And that hymn carries the beautiful core of the message, the heart of the tradition. What child is this, whom angels greet with anthems sweet? This is Christ the King. A kingly pageant is perfectly appropriate to welcome the King. Haste to bring him laud. We are mostly Americans, so we like doing things big. And the pageant is big and grand. It's easy to hear the message and imagine the choirs of angels. Seems appropriate. And it is. But that's not all our theme hymn asks us to imagine. It then asks about that first Christmas. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear, a word that we should be familiar with from Luther's catechism. Fear, look, wonder, marvel, realize that you can't take it all in. Allow yourself to feel small because something so much bigger is here. Good Christians fear, for sinners hear. The silent word is pleading. The word, the one who was with God in the beginning, the one through whom all things were made. That word is here in something small and fragile and vulnerable. The highest King has taken on the lowliest state. And he's done this for us, sinners. It's easy to see and to follow the King when we see the glory. Can we see the King when found in mean estate? Can we hear the word when it comes not from the center of society, but from the periphery? Nails, spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me and you. Likewise, we are called to follow, to take up our cross. When the road walked is outside of the city, are we willing to follow? Are we willing to hail the word made flesh when that word bids us to come and die to ourselves? Do we have the faith in his promises of resurrection and of treasure in heaven to do this? Faith like Mary, whose song looks forward to that great exchange, when those on the periphery would be brought near, oppression halted and the meek exalted. Here in her womb, here on Mary's lap, the token of all that was spoken. Abraham didn't live to see it, but he believed it. And it was credited to him as righteousness. We have seen what Abraham longed to see, and more. Do we believe it? What child is this? Lend your ears, open your hearts, and listen to the word brought to us by our children. A humbler production this year than some prior, but still a living tradition. A living tradition because it keeps that faith. It presents the King in his humility, and it does it with the request that is always extended to us. Come, peasant, the shepherds from the fields abide. Come, King, the wise men in palaces warm. Come, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Each pageant is put on by those willing to bring their incense, gold, and myrrh. Each pageant extends that call to you. Raise the song on high. That's the living tradition. The Christ child given for you. Do you have room in the inn of your heart? Do you have the joy down in your heart to join with angels and archangels and all the hosts of heaven, with children and shepherds and saints and martyrs, with sinners of every time and place? Do you have that joy to hear the word once more and sing? What child is this? He's the King of Kings. And he's ours. Amen.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled by the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be.
And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And when Lord God will give to him throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end."
Thank you. the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
"Oh, who is this, the Lord of all, now sleeping in a cattle stall? The Lamb of God rests here tonight, where shepherds come and view this sight. Why did he come to earth to dwell? A gift of love, great news to tell. He came to his very life, to free us all from our sinful life."
Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east come to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned into a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.